now Fianna Fáil are having their parliamentary market meeting, it looks like sometime this evening, to deal with, in large part, the review, the independent review into the selection of Jim Gavin as their presidential candidate and the fallout from the failure of that campaign. It was received last evening by the party leader, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and he's coming under sustained pressure from several members of his party in relation to what kind of leaked out over the weekend about who knew what when about the rental problems that Jim Gavin had. Here is Micheál Martin speaking to the media before attending Cabinet this morning in the last while.
Is your leadership in trouble?
No, not at all.
Do you feel more relief or concern now that you have it?
Well, I'm much happier that I have it now. I didn't have it all along. And I was taken back by some of the commentary last week where it seemed to people to be acting on what they reported leaks or whatever. And the assertions contained in some of the commentary last week were simply false. I received a mandate only a year ago from the people of Ireland. I mean, I led the party into the general election. We had a good election and we emerged as the largest party. And I've been focused all along. I know others have been focused on the gotcha moments and attempting to create gotcha moments and attempting to create attack lines against me. I mean, that's been the agenda for the last number of weeks. But I haven't been focused on that. I've been focused on the work as Taoiseach.
Yeah, there you go. That's what Micheál Martin said about that review meeting, and we'll see what happens with regards to the parliamentary party and when they will, because Billy Keller has been out this morning demanding the publication of it straight away so the parliamentary party members can have their say this evening at whatever time that meeting is on. That's one of the issues that I spoke to Ireland South MEP for Fianna Fáil, Cynthia Ní Mhoracú, about shortly before coming in here. But I also talked to her about the figures she has in terms of drug driving this year. There's calls for motorists, and she's one of those calling for them to resit tests after a number of cases are up significantly this year. This comes, of course, with the news coming through this morning and the figures coming through and another death on our roads, that at least it's not 16 to 17 more people have died this year on our roads compared to the same period, or the whole, in fact, of last year. There were 2,050 people for district courts across the country in the first 10 months of this year alone for drug driving. The number of drug driving cases has already surged past last year's level, new figures show. I spoke to Cynthia Ní Mhoracú about that, and first of all asked her about the national as well as the Kerry figures.
Well, first of all, can I just say, nationally, I mean, these numbers are soaring. Nationally, what we're seeing, just to put it in context, and then we will drill down into Kerry, of course, but in the year 2024, for 12 full months, the data I got showed that there were 1,499 persons before the district court for drug driving. So that's in every county nationally. In 2025, just 10 months, now I only got a snapshot this year for 10 months, January to October, that figure, Gerry, had risen by 37% to 2050, and of course we hadn't factored in November, December, the very busy Christmas area. So there's no doubt about it, it's an epidemic. I mean, we hear anecdotally about our cannabis and cocaine epidemic, and the fact that, as you said earlier, it has switched from alcohol to both alcohol and drugs, but unfortunately that's what's driving the figures up. And look, if we look at Tralee District Court, now of course you know this, that it's the main district court office for Kerry, based in Tralee itself, and it covers all of the district courts sittings in Kerry. So, I mean, Kenmare, Listowel, Killorglan, Dingle, etc., they're all in it there. So there were about 57 people before Kerry District Court on some kind of drug driving charge in the first 10 months of 2025. So that's this year, 57 people. Now, in 2024, but for a 12-month period, that figure was 60. So in actual fact, the Kerry District Courts record a tiny decrease, but bear in mind, we haven't included full year figures. But in 2023, if you go back to that year, Gerry, so a couple of years ago, there were 49 people, and in 2022 there were 36 people. So you can see the way the trend is going. In 2021 there was 41. Overall, basically what I'm saying, Gerry, is not to confuse people with figures, but the movement or the trajectory is upwards. There's more people getting caught for drug driving in Kerry, and that's not unusual when you look at other counties around the country or other district court areas.
Yeah, and this is a concern, because obviously if you're on any sort of an intoxicant, it's one thing, but getting behind the wheel with drugs, depending on the type of drug as well, it's a very dangerous situation. You're certainly impaired in terms of your reaction times and everything.
Yeah. You're absolutely impaired, and I don't know what the stats are, but of course you're highly likely, in all probability, on the balance of probabilities, you're most definitely going to slip up, whether you nearly drive into the hard shoulder or the medium, or whether you actually take out your own life or take out somebody else's life. This is not for the faint-hearted. I actually shed a tear last night when I watched Crime Call and I saw the lovely Sylvia and Eamon Mooney from Mooneen Row in County Kilkenny, whom I know both of them very well. Eamon is very involved in farming and in the IFA, but he's also very involved in Kildalton College in a bursary to bring students to Brussels or Strasbourg via a bursary in memory of his beautiful son, Keen, who was killed due to speeding on a simple night out as a young man with his friends from Kildalton College. They went to go karting after completing exams, and unfortunately, on the way home, there was a tragedy due to speeding. He, unfortunately, Keane, the young lad, a beautiful young man, looking at the pictures of him last night, were so moving, so tragic, so sad. But unfortunately, he was a backseat passenger and he lost his life some years ago.
And you say that, Cynthia, in the context of, I suppose, the numbers that are coming through now, we're already 16 ahead of the national figure for last year in terms of people dying on our roads.
That's it. We're ahead already. Only this past weekend, when I was back home in Ireland again for some constituency work, I turned on the radio Saturday, as I always do on Sunday. More deaths in Tipperary, in Clonmel, in other areas. It's just an upwards trajectory. And I'm just afraid that people will tune out when they hear the likes of me or the likes of anybody. I hope they don't tune out when they hear about personal loss from the likes of the lovely couple I spoke about, Eamon Mooney and his wife. But it's really important to realise that behind the statistic, the figure, there is an awful tragedy left. And Gerry, I say that as somebody who lost my dad when I was 16 in a road traffic accident. I don't think it was necessarily related to speed, but leaving that aside, what I can tell you is not only were we in the immediate family, myself, my mum, my sister, deeply, deeply affected for decades, but so too were his family and our relations and our community. And even recently, you know, I spoke to somebody who said, oh, I worked with your dad, Cynthia, in the post office, and it just brings it all back, Gerry. It's horrible. Yeah. I wouldn't wish that experience on anybody.
Yeah. Cynthia, what's the answer to it? Obviously, the tests are there. At least we're getting figures, we're getting numbers. Is it education?
Is it enforcement, or what is it? Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. Can I just say there's one simple thing out there, and that's called an interlocker, a modifier. Basically, if you're already convicted of a drug driving offence, this device should be attached or should be fitted to your car, whereby you cannot start your car unless you pass and get a positive result in a drugs test. In other words, it's a deterrent, and it has to go in if you've already been convicted, and it has to stay in until a judge says, well, you know what, you have rehabilitated, and maybe we'll take it out now. The other thing is then, on a very basic level, anybody convicted of drink driving, Gerry, I think should be required to resit their driving test, or maybe to actually do the full, whether it's the practical test or the written test. But they have to be caused more pain, because the penalties, Gerry, and also even the threat of a term of imprisonment doesn't seem to be deterring people.
No, certainly doesn't. Cynthia, look, on a separate issue, finally, Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting tonight. There's some concerns. Some senior figures of the party are out calling for the review into the Jim Gavin presidential selection to be published today, so party members have a chance to have their say. How are you feeling about this evening? There's some consternation within the party.
Yes, well, I'll tell you, I'm not suffering from the same consternation or anything like it. Look, I'm a barrister. I'll always be a barrister. And I just want to see the publication. I don't want to see it leaked, even though I read all the leaks over the weekend. I want to read it for my little old self. I want to assess it against the terms of reference. I want to assess it against my contribution. I don't know the contribution of others, but I do want to read about it in the report. And then I want to assess it. And I want to decide for myself what my view of it is. And then I could spend all day and all morning wasting your precious programme time saying, now, if it happened that this happened or that happened, well, then I would feel this or that or the other. I know myself, my own views, but it has to be completely shaped by what I will read, by the independent review. And I do trust in the system. People are saying, oh, it's a whitewash. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's not really going to be that independent or whatever. Listen, can we just look at it first? Can we assess it? And then we come to a view.
Is it important it's dealt with this evening? Because the longer this drags on, there's questions about Micheál Martin's leadership.
Absolutely.
It's not good for the party.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to move on. I am really much more concerned with parents and children who are being absolutely devastated by social media, people who are losing loved ones due to road deaths. We're looking at a housing crisis, a cost of living crisis, a fuel crisis. We're looking at issues that politicians need to be on 24/7. We do not need to be talking about the inner workings and machinations of the Fianna Fáil party. So we've got to get in there and we've got to get a decision on this, a discussion first on this, a decision on this, and move on. Now, that's not particularly easy. I know how slow Europe moves with the 27 member states. So it's not going to be easy with a parliamentary party that people will be entitled to have their say and so forth. But at the same time, if we have to put in overtime, it's got to be done, Gerry. And we've got to start the new year afresh with renewed energy for the voters and for the people that we're serving, but also to celebrate not only the presidency of the European Council, but also our 100th birthday.
Okay. All right, Cynthia, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to me in this program this morning.
Yeah, there you go. That's Cynthia Varacou there, the Ireland South MEP for Fianna Fáil, talk about drug driving. And talking about the, I suppose, it hasn't actually officially been set yet, this parliamentary party meeting, but apparently there is to be, it's understood the Taoiseach has received a copy of the document last night after review was signed off in the final report. And he will meet with the party whip after cabinet this morning and set a time for the parliamentary party meeting this evening. And Cynthia Varacou, as you heard, wants to hear it. Wants to have it heard out and wants it published so everyone can make their own decision on it. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.